Lafayette, Lake Charles.
Good afternoon. It's 3 p.m. Weather for the KRVS listening area. Thunderstorms are possible this afternoon. A high of around 88 degrees. South winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour, 25 mile per hour gusts from time to time. An 80% chance of precipitation this afternoon and this evening. This evening we're expecting a low of 76. And on Friday, a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mostly cloudy with a high of around 91. Currently it's cloudy and 84 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Public schools will resume tomorrow in Lafayette Parish. And I think we're slowly getting back to normal here in southwest Louisiana. Stay tuned. Judith Merriweather will be with us a little bit later on in the hour. We also have Daryl Borks from the Poets Bookshelf segment coming up in this half hour at the bottom of the, approximately 3:30. And at 4 o'clock, it's All Things Considered from NPR News. Music begins with a performance and composition by violinist Mark O'Connor, along with violinist Nadia Salerno-Sonnenberg. They perform with the Colorado Symphony under the direction of Marin Alsop. This is a performance of Mark O'Connor's Double Violin Concerto. Thank you. You've been listening to Mark O'Connor's Double Violin Concerto, the composer performing along with Nadia Salerno Sonnenberg, performing the Colorado Symphony under the direction of Marin Alsop. It's almost 33 minutes past the hour of 3 o'clock. Next up on KRVS, Yixi Wu conducts the Minnesota Orchestra and a performance of Leonard Bernstein's Divertimento for Orchestra. Thank you. Yi-Ji Wu conducted the Minnesota Orchestra and a performance of Leonard Bernstein's Divertimento for Orchestra.